embracing mistakes. Mistakes, as long as you can get up and do the thing again, aren't really anything to sweat at all. And honestly, even the stuff that seems like an absolute catastrophe really is just something that with time and what you've learned from the mistake that you've made, you're able to move forward from. So we talk a lot about how all of us at some point or another have spent parts of our life, maybe a large portion of our life, worried about what other people think. And this leads to where we live a life where we're not taking risks. You will find out that if at any point in your life you make it to where you think you're average or just like everybody, doing the thing that everybody else is doing, doing the norm sucks. Like, you do not want to be there. You will feel like you're in the middle, like you're in the middle of a sandwich. There's a question for today. So maybe I'll start doing this. Maybe I'll just start throwing the questions out randomly, and they will be random. So if we're talking about you feeling like you're in the middle, like in a sandwich, what sandwich would you be? What's your favorite kind of sandwich? I like this patty melt. Patty melts are good. Cheese steaks are good. Italian sub sandwiches are good. Meatball sandwiches are good. Turkey club's a good one for me. So those are some of my favorite sandwiches. But for you, I want to know what your favorite sandwich is. So you can leave that in the, if you're listening on Spotify, leave that comment below where it says, what did you think of this episode? I want to know your favorite kind of sandwich, or you can email me. And of course, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know my email. It's daryl@darylperry.com. So daryl@darylperry.com. So once you, and being like everybody else or being in the middle, it's not safe. Like, I think we, part of the reason we aspire to be like everybody else is because then they're going to like us and we're going to feel safe. It's suffocating. You don't want to be in the middle. And again, you're going to have to take the logical part of this, because logically you're like, yeah, I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to live life on my terms. But emotionally, when you start doing your own thing, it's going to feel very weird. When you start taking risks, it's going to feel weird, especially like you're going to lose a lot of people. Because I'm going to tell you, people don't like when you doing what you do brings up insecurities that they have within themselves. Basically, when you're doing the things that they wish they could do. People that live by man, we've all done this too, right? Like, we all have a series of rules that we think the world should go by. And then when the world doesn't go by the series of rules that we've created in our head, this is how it should be. Life is not going to be how you think it should be. Time continues to move forward. Life is going to throw you curveballs, and it's going to knock you on your butt very often. I'm trying to keep the content of the podcast clean, even though I said the word sucks earlier. We're still going to roll with it. We're still going to mark that as a clean content episode. but I mean, you know, when you do start to take risks, you first have to know what kind of life you want. And it has to be your life. We talk about this. We talk about all this stuff a lot, right? Like, and it's all very much connected. But you figure out what kind of life you want. You realize that you're the architect of it. And then you start taking the risks. And it's funny, a lot of things aren't even that risky. They're just different than what other people would do. Different than what maybe you think you should be doing. But when you start taking some risks and it works out, especially when it glaringly works out relatively quickly, because you know, you start to be like, oh, okay, I should trust myself a little bit more. I should take these risks a little bit more frequently. And sometimes when you take risks, you're not going to see the payoff for years or maybe even decades. But sometimes you'll see it much sooner. So, you know, once you start taking risks, and even when things don't go the way that you want, again, people will look at that as a mistake. But again, if you're living your life based on your accord and you're taking chances and you're putting yourself out there in the way that you want to put yourself out there, you're really going to start caring less and less about what other people think. Now, again, if you've been caring about other people's opinions for a very long period of time, maybe for as long as you can remember, you're always going to have that feeling in the pit of your stomach. Oh my gosh, what do people think? Is this really like, is this really like the way that I should be doing things? But you know, I like to use the 85% of the time rule. If 85% of the time you're in a good headspace and you're out there taking risks, feeling good about the direction you're moving into, and when you make mistakes, you're just like embracing them. Like, yep, I did that. Take ownership of your mistakes. It's like that scene. It is like the, and this is an analogy you've heard. I'm sure I've used this a couple of times, and you probably heard it other places too. But like Eminem in 8 Mile, where he says all of the negative things about himself, like he's taking ownership of his shortcomings or perceived shortcomings. You can do that too. I think when you're taking ownership of who you are, it doesn't matter what other people say. So I'll tell you guys, like recently, taking ownership of who you are. I have talked about how insecure I've been about having cerebral palsy and people seeing me, because like in away from the internet, like if I go to the grocery store, I get people gawking at me and staring at me and making all kinds of assumptions about me. And it finally came to me. I'm like, you know what? Just start posting videos of me. I just post videos of me walking every morning. And I talk about like how many days I've had CP since I was born. But like, I just talk about which day it is of me living with CP. And sometimes I'll tell you guys what I'm working on that day. Sometimes I'll come up with some kind of thought on really embracing who you are and doing your own thing and putting yourself out there and just taking ownership of who you are. And you get to the point where you start caring less about what people think. Now, I will tell you, and you guys listen to the podcast, I've shifted how I do social media. Because I noticed when I started talking about CP and I started putting this out there, a lot of super supportive comments goes. So every so often when I'm recording with the software, it freezes. StreamYard does freeze. It's probably my laptop. My laptop is like 4 years old at this point, so it's probably getting ready to kick the bucket. But we're going to see if we can't cobble this into one episode. But you know, the whole thing with CP is it's just taking ownership of it. And then, you know, with what I'm doing differently on social media, I'm not paying attention to comments. I'm posting a lot of content. Social media has absolutely changed. And most of the interaction, as you guys hear me on this podcast, I ask for your feedback either through the podcast platform or through email, because social media is just like it's very loud. It's very noisy. You know, so it's different. So interaction on social media, especially like I don't need to see comments from people that don't know me. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you have so much, this is a podcast topic on its own. You have so much mental energy. Like the best way I think to not play into to negative points of view is just don't give them the mental energy. So I don't interact. And I used to be very like, I would interact. I would do a lot of shares. I do a lot of stuff like that. You know, I don't share as much. And I got other, you know, with me doing all the other stuff, because I've got all the podcasts, I've got the email stuff, I've got the just all other sides of all this. I don't have as much time to be on social media as I used to be. Now, one thing I am doing is I'm doing more live streams. So you guys are noticing that more of that is coming on. But yeah, I'm not doing nearly as much when it comes to interacting with the social media content. But anyway, we will go ahead and wrap up here. Again, you start taking risks and putting yourself out there, you start to deal with mistakes differently. You actually start to embrace them and you start to welcome them. So any thoughts that you have on this episode, definitely let me know. And again, of course, with the original question, let me know what your favorite sandwich is, or your favorite sandwiches, whatever that is for you. I'm thinking of Joey from Friends and all his stuff with sandwiches. But anyway, that is all I have for you today. If you're digging the podcast and you have yet to rate or review it wherever it is that you're listening, please do that. Spotify and Apple are very easy about it. Well, Spotify is really easy about that. Apple, it can be done. For some reason, Apple likes to make things challenging. Anyway, so rate and review the podcast. Thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.